pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all. Good afternoon, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, the Vito Esposito. Well, actually, Take No Prisoners with Vito Esposito. Sorry. Had changed the name, right? Happy Friday. It's Free Speech Friday. I hope you all are doing well. It is the start of Memorial Day weekend, and it's the unofficial kickoff to summer, right? School is coming to an end, so now you have the little ones or your high schoolers at home who can work for the summer, right? Or vacation time starts. Our call number today and every Global Patriot Day is area code 319-527-6706. Should be a fast hour today. Like I said, it is Free Speech Friday, and it is Friday. And as I do on every Friday, I like to read from the good book. And before I do, I want to say hello to Ducky Northwest. Hi, Guy, nice to see you. Hello, Joshua. I did exercise today. I walked 5.6 miles today. And hello to Sue from New Mexico. And everybody, please keep Sue in your thoughts and your prayers. And hello to everyone in podcast land. So we have the Southwest, we have the Northwest, we have the Southeast, we have the Midwest, and everybody in podcast, we have the Northeast. And I know I got some paisans up in the Northeast who are also listening. So thank you for joining this morning or this afternoon. As I said, I like to read from the good book, the Holy Bible, and God knew what he was talking about when Proverbs 6 was written. Proverbs 6 verses 12 through 19 is titled The Wicked Man. The wicked man, a worthless person, a wicked man walks with a perverse mouth. Verse 13, he winks with his eyes, he shuffles his feet, he points with his fingers. 14, perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually. He sows discord. Therefore, his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly, he shall be broken without remedy. 16, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. 17, a proud look and a lying tongue. 18, a heart that devises wicked plans. Feet that are swift in running to evil. Hands that shed innocent blood. 19, a false witness who speaks lies. And one who sows discord among brethren. That describes Joe Biden to a T. And after, well, what we'll talk about today, you have to wonder if not only is the wicked man a wicked man, Joe Biden, is he the Antichrist, for crying out loud? A lot's going on in politics, as you know. Another individual has thrown their hat into the presidential ring for the Republican Party nomination. That was Governor Ron DeSantis threw his hat in the ring. He's seeking the nomination, and in 24 hours since his announcement, he's raised approximately $8.2 million. And he's making his rounds around the media, which is fine, you know. But it was kind of a bizarre way to launch a campaign, in my opinion, and doing it on Twitter instead of having a rally. And I guess we're in the technology era. And I guess when you get older, you are not accustomed to that. Anyways, I just thought it was kind of a lame way to launch a campaign for president of the United States. I thought it was lame when the wicked man Joe Biden did it and is doing it once again. But there may be an ulterior motive for that. It is the technology era. So I found it disappointing, but on the other hand, I thought Senator Tim Scott did a fantastic job this past Monday announcing his candidacy for Republican nomination for president of the United States. He held a rally. It was very positive and uplifting. But again, the technology era. The bottom line is any of the Republican candidates that have announced are better than any destructive Democrat, including the anti-American and anti-constitutional Joe Biden and his VP, Communist Kamala. You know, and in addition, America needs an outsider as president of the United States. It's become quite clear how corrupt government is, how deep the deep state is. We don't need another U.S. senator, and I apologize, Senator Tim Scott. You might be VP material, but we need an outsider. We need a governor as well. A governor would be a great president as well because of possibly fiscal responsibility. But, you know, whether it's an outsider or a governor, a businessman, they need a team behind them. And certainly, we have to get out and vote. We have to elect more Republicans of like-minded fashion. And it's not fascism, okay? So AOC, you know, hold your left-wing Marxist head. I said fashion, you know. That's one thing that the Democrat Party, the destructive Democrat Party, does well, and they love the misinformation and disinformation campaign. They love chaos. They love civil unrest. And in the process, they love dismantling our constitutional republic. And we must put an end to that. And therefore, we need, as conservatives, we need to launch the grassroots campaign to find candidates who have the same ideology politically and fiscally. We have an out-of-control government. We have a government who's seeking to make Americans dependent instead of making America great. And it should run chills through our spine when you have a government who considers making America great to be an act of terrorism. To label those who want to make America great, who seek to make America great, who knows America is great, and demonize them because they're your political opponents. There's one thing that President Trump had touched on that really hit a chord, and it really exposed the left wing in America. And that was coming up with the acronym MAGA, M-A-G-A, Make America Great Again. And when you step back and you watch the hysterical left wing demonize Americans, patriots, who seek to make America great, who remember what it was like when America was great, when there was respect, when there was discipline, when you could walk into a grocery store and not worry about, or a department store and not worry about a fight breaking out because someone cut in line. Respect. When a police officer walked down the street, you showed respect to that police officer. But somehow back in the 60s, it started with, you know, referring to police officers as pigs. And now the left wing, the Democrat Party, the destructive Democrat Party seeks to demonize law enforcement, which means that they are demonizing respect. They look at authority as being controlling, and they've lost all sense of reality. The mission of Joe Biden being installed on January 20, 2021, along with Communist Kamala Harris, was to undo everything President Trump did. The deep state, the establishment, needed a hollow and shallow man, and I'm stealing that phrase from a friend of the show, and that's Sarge, who described Joe Biden as a hollow and heartless man, and he's absolutely correct. Imagine being in the U.S. government for 40-plus years, having no accomplishments, and the only thing you're really noted for is being an habitual liar. And it's advancing a left-wing radical agenda. And when I say about a chronic and habitual liar, we were told by Joe Biden that if you are earning less than $400,000 a year, your taxes will not go up one dime, not one penny, he said. And then he continues to stick it to the middle class. He sticks it to the working Americans, the working poor. And Joe Biden and his radical anti-American regime are using the global climate scam agenda to advance their radical anti-American agenda, because Joe Biden is not doing this on his own. He's not smart enough to do it on his own. He doesn't have the mental acuity any longer. And when God's word under the wicked man shows or tells us verse 13 that he winks with his eyes, he shuffles his feet, he points with his fingers, that's a really good description of Joe Biden. When he gives those speeches and he wants to sound important, he starts pointing his fingers, as an evil man does, as a wicked man does. And it's one chaos after another. And what is refreshing, though, is the news that came out yesterday that the House GOP attempts to undo Biden's socialist mortgage rule. And before I get to the free speech agenda or topic for today, I want to bring up this because this was inserted very, very quietly with the radical anti-American, anti-constitutional Biden-Harris regime. And Joe Biden and his handlers have sought to weaponize governmental agencies, whether it's the Department of Homeland Security, whether it's the Department of Transportation, whether it's the IRS, Internal Revenue Service, but it's also the federal housing and the federal housing finance agencies. And this particular issue really gets at my craw, because the middle class Americans, working Americans, Americans who are seeking to buy their homes and live the American dream are being hosed by this regime, this Biden-Harris regime. While Joe Biden says he cares about the middle class, it just turns out to be a meaningless cliche. Because the Federal Housing Finance Agency created a scam penalizing Americans who show responsibility, working Americans who seek to obtain a mortgage and have good credit ratings. And I believe that the credit rating system now is that under this radical Biden-Harris regime, under the Federal Housing Finance Agency, if your credit score is 650 and above, you're considered to have good credit. And therefore, you will now pay more for mortgages to subsidize those individuals who don't have good credit ratings. And you'll pay anywhere from $40 to $80 to $100 a month more under this radical anti-American socialist scheme that was devised by the Biden-Harris regime. The rule has faced fierce pushback from Republicans on Capitol Hill, including Davidson, and that would be Representative Warren Davidson of Ohio, with members from both chambers of Congress vowing to repeal the change made by the Federal Housing Finance Agency, saying the rule is unfair. It's really just a socialist redistribution of wealth. It's that simple. It's an equity play by the administration Representative Warren Davidson told Fox Business. The legislation, which passed through committee along party lines Wednesday, was originally introduced by Representative Warren Davidson, Republican of Ohio, an outspoken critic of the rule. And you notice it said along party lines. And of course, we know that the Communist Democrat Party in America loves the term equity. They love the term fairness and inclusion. And that's the buzzwords for Marxism. As long as the Democrat Party, the Democrat Marxist Party, the destructive Democrat Party can find ways to socially redistribute America's wealth, they will continue to rape and pillage and plunder working Americans. And on the other side of their communist mouth, they talk about protecting middle-class Americans. Well, this program that was unilaterally introduced and put into effect by the Federal Housing Finance Agency of the Biden-Harris regime is nothing but class warfare. It's more redistribution of wealth. Whether it is climate change, the scam of implementing climate change and taking more and more of what Americans earn, or it's making America energy dependent on foreign sources of oil. The Biden-Harris regime has been one destructive organization. It's been one destructive crime syndicate. And to show the loyalty to the destructive and anti-American Biden-Harris regime, the Democrat Party in the U.S. House goes along with this. The rule has faced fierce pushback from Republicans on Capitol Hill, including Davidson, with members of both chambers of Congress vowing to repeal the changes made by the Federal Housing Finance Agency. Unilaterally made, implemented. And what does it do? It costs Americans more. Oh, you know, Democrats were, everybody needs to live the American dream, and owning a home is an American dream. And in the meantime, the Biden-Harris regime continues to find ways to hose the American people, to hose the taxpayers. And this didn't affect the rich and the wealthy. No, this was a punishment for those Americans, those of us who take the responsibility to ensure that our credit is good. Our credit is excellent. We do the right thing. We pay our bills. We pay our taxes. We pay them on time. We pay our fair share. And we're penalized by the very left wing in government who says that they care about us. They don't. They don't. When they unilaterally make these rules to attach higher fees on mortgages, in order for the responsible people to pay more to subsidize those individuals who shouldn't be buying a house, that's a destructive organization. That's a destructive crime syndicate. That describes the Biden-Harris regime to a T. Davidson bill comes the same week that embattled FHFA Director Sandra L. Thompson appeared before the House Financial Services Committee, with the director facing tough questions from lawmakers. Thompson defended the proposal on Tuesday, taking up criticism of the rule to one big misunderstanding that the media has driven. Really? Really? So if you have good credit and you're now assessed an additional $40 to $80 a month on a $400,000 loan, it's a misunderstanding. Okay, if it's a misunderstanding, then reduce my mortgage payment by $40 a month so I don't have to subsidize those individuals who don't have good credit and probably shouldn't be buying a home under their current circumstances. During the same hearing, some Democrats rushed to defend the rule, including ranking member of the committee, Representative Maxine Communist Waters. My colleagues on the other side of the aisle appear to be more concerned about protecting the wealthy. Really? Really? The wealthy aren't buying $400,000 homes. The middle class and upper middle class are buying $300,000-$500,000 homes. You see, this is the cancer of identity politics. Suddenly, when the Democrat Party finds a tax that's hidden and it's being exposed, right away they blame the wealthy. That's how disingenuous and dishonest Democrats like Maxine Waters truly is. How is it misinformation and disinformation when you learn that your mortgage payment is going up by $40 to $60 to $80 a month on a $400,000 loan when you have, because you have good credit? That's misinformation? Okay, then simply reduce my mortgage premium by $80 a month that you increased it in. Well, no, we can't do that. Why can't you do that? You see, the lying by the left wing shows no boundaries. And they continue to sign on to socialist programs under the guise of equity, fairness, and inclusion. The Marxist buzzwords. So let's keep an eye on this. Let's see if, in fact, the House can pass something meaningful. It probably won't get out of the Senate because you do have a communist, a Marxist that is Senate majority leader, and that would be Chuck Schumer. He's beholden to the left wing. He's beholden to the radical redistribution of wealth, as all Democrats are. And you can, you know what? You can argue that point, but you can't argue the point because in this particular bill, the vote was along party line. The Republicans want to remove the socialist redistribution of mortgage payments, and the Democrats all want to keep it intact. This goes to show how radical the Biden-Harris regime are. And I'll tell you, they talked about transparency. There is no such thing as transparency with the Biden-Harris regime. They are one anti-American organization. They are one anti-American regime. And they continue. In 849 days, they've continued to dismantle our constitutional republic. And they've weaponized departments, governmental agencies, to go after their political opponents. And they use the excuse, right? They use the excuse, the wealthy. Oh, the wealthy, right. Excuse me, but if you're earning less than $400,000 a year, we were told by Joe Biden that your taxes won't go up one penny, not a dime. And it's people that are earning less than $400,000 a year who are buying these $300,000-$400,000 homes. So it's not the wealthy. Again, more double talk by the radical left wing in the U.S. House of Representatives. So the friend Holder turned me on to a story in Gateway Pundit, and then I saw the same story or a similar expansion of the story in Jihad Watch. And folks, this is where free speech and the protection of free speech really is the crux of what we're fighting today. The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, and, you know, we've talked about the Constitution and the articles of the Constitution, including Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, where the states are guaranteed protection against invasion, and the United States shall guarantee every state in the Union a Republican form of government. It doesn't say a democratic form of government. It says a Republican form of government. not necessarily the Republican Party, he's bought and paid for as well, but a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. Well, there's another part of the U.S. Constitution called the Bill of Rights, and that seems to be under attack regularly by the left wing, regularly by the Biden-Harris regime in America. And for whatever reason, and we know why you dismantle the Bill of Rights when your goal is to dismantle our constitutional republic, you must attack the Bill of Rights. You must attack the First Amendment. You must attack the Second Amendment. You must find ways to redefine the Second Amendment. You know, instead of saying your right to bear arms shall not be infringed, it's like, well, it only dealt with muskets. No, it doesn't say that. Okay. And that's a typical irrational behavior of the left wing. So the dictator in chief, the wicked man, was exposed once again. And free speech is under attack. It's under attack by the U.S. government and a rogue totalitarian president, the installed Joe Biden, who is weaponizing governmental agencies to go after political opponents, to go after political opposition. And those political opponents are Christians. They're conservatives and they're Republicans. And no, I didn't just make that up. But the Gateway Pundit ran a story on May 25th yesterday by Jim Hoft. Biden regime lumps Christians, conservatives, and Republicans into same category as Nazis in new DHS, Department of Homeland Security, anti-terrorism program. Now, we saw one, Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, and the Obama-Biden regime do this back from 2009 to 2016. And we've subsequently learned how the Obama-Biden regime, along with Hillary Rotten Clinton campaign, had went after private citizens, went after president-elects, went after the president of the United States. We also saw during the 2009-2016 Obama-Biden regime how the president of the United States at that time, which was Barack Hussein Satoru Obama, weaponized the Internal Revenue Service to go after a member of the press and his family, James Rosen of Fox News. Ooh, evil Fox News. We also saw the mission of the Obama-Biden regime to weaponize the IRS to suppress and to beat down and to destroy the Tea Party. And the Tea Party was an organic organization that was started by Rick Santelli of the Chicago Board of Trade. And he did it based on a rant, and a rant that he made on the Chicago Board of Trade floor one morning during a CNBC Squawk Box episode, totally organic. And it was in response to the Obama-Biden regime proposal to raise income taxes, to raise taxes on Americans. And that organic movement, that organic speech, spurred an organic movement, and Americans from around the country of all colors, Americans from around the country of all races, creeds, and colors and religious affiliations banded together, and they met it. Hey, we're going to have a Tea Party rally, you know, in St. Louis. We're going to have a Tea Party rally in Minnesota. We're going to have a Tea Party rally in Chicago and in Iowa and Orlando and Miami and Jacksonville. And it scared the hell out of the Marxist movement that was afoot in Washington, D.C., that was led by Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, and Joe Biden. And so we all know the history behind Lois Lerner being dispatched. She was head of the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, and they went after the Tea Party. And somehow there was there wasn't really outrage. There was outrage. There was outrage by the right side of the political aisle. But because the action was going against the right side of the political aisle, the DNC-controlled media was silent. They didn't express outrage. I mean, hell, they still hadn't expressed outrage over a gun-running scheme by Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, arming, you know, Mexican drug cartels. And then we fast forward, and now we find that in 2021, 2022, 2023, the same regime that was in place in from 2009 to 2016 is in place today under the Biden-Harris regime. And they are implementing and they're employing methods of going after their political opponents. And now if you're a Christian or if you're a Catholic, of course you're a Catholic, you're a Christian. If you're a conservative, if you're a Republican, the radical anti-American left wing, the anti-constitutional Biden-Harris regime are going to lump Christians, going to lump conservatives and Republicans and label them as Nazis, putting them in the same category as Nazis. The only problem is the National Socialist Party, the Nazis resemble the Democrat Party in America today. We have a Heil Hitler in the White House, and you all remember that dark speech in September of 2022 that the wicked man Joe Biden gave in front of Independence Hall with a red backdrop and a dark speech, trying to intimidate his political opponents, demonizing making America great. But it didn't stop there. Why? Because there is a media in America that is deaf, dumb, and complicit. They are compliant with the left-wing radical agenda. Oh, they like to use the First Amendment, you know, hide behind that freedom of the press. And they want to use that freedom of speech. But they will be the first that a rogue totalitarian government will seek to silence. Well, you're on board, okay? You're on board, media. The DNC has made sure of that. Now, you better comply with that. You know, John Adams, one of our founders, one of our brilliant founders, stated, a constitution of government once changed from freedom can never be restored. Liberty once lost is lost forever. And we've seen that liberty being lost over the last 130 years. We've seen that liberty being lost since 1913, some will say since 1865, and I'm starting to believe that one. Hell, Abraham Lincoln did it. The implementation of the income tax, the implementation of the Federal Reserve, a non-governmental agency now is running our monetary policy. Fast forward to 2001, the implementation of the Department of Homeland Security in the name of what? In the name of national security. It may have had good intentions. But now you've got the Biden-Harris regime using and abusing the Department of Homeland Security authoritarian rule, not for the first time, but for the second time in less than 849 days. And the media is silent. You know, the media wants to be important. They want to be relevant. Except when it comes to going after political opposition, they're okay with that because 90%, 92% of the media in America identifies with the Democrat Party, with the left-wing agenda, with the radical Marxist movement. George Washington stated, if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to slaughter. And it's exactly what the Biden-Harris regime is seeking to do. In the Gateway Pundit article earlier this year, we learned that the FBI was targeting and infiltrating Catholic parishes to spy on the congregation. Really? Catholics? What did we do wrong? Huh? What? Why would the FBI be going into Catholic parishes and spying on the congregation? Are you looking to see what we donate? Do you not like the fact that we show, profess our faith and we believe in God? The FBI has also infiltrated protests and admitted to having dozens of federal assets who are working inside the January 6, 2021 protests in Washington, D.C. Son of a gun. You know, when President Trump made that statement, he was called a nut. He's called a radical. And it turns out that President Trump was right again. It turns out that there was a farce put forth by radical anti-constitutionalists like Nancy Pelosi and her band of thieves like Adam Schiff, Liz Cheney, Maxine Waters. And now this. The Biden regime was caught working with private companies to censor speech in America. The Biden regime is lumping Christians, conservatives, and Republicans into the same category as Nazis in their Department of Homeland Security terrorism program. This is unprecedented in American history. Not only is the regime targeting its political opponents and jailing hundreds of Trump supporters, but they have broadened their targeted populations to include Christians. At what point will Americans wake up and understand they, the country, is in the middle of a Marxist takeover? That's not my words. That's Jim Hoff's words, and he has it right. He's 100% correct. You have the Biden-Harris regime weaponizing the Department of Homeland Security once again. Once again. And they're coming after Christians, not Muslims, coming after Christians. If you believe in God, if you believe in your country, if you're a conservative, if you identify as a Republican, we're coming after you. We are going to intimidate you. It's the only way that Joe Biden, or the only way the regime can get Joe Biden reinstalled again, through fear and intimidation. Oh, and by the way, it's to scrap this thing called the U.S. Constitution. The President of the United States is not a dictator, but he is a dictator, the one that's installed. A totalitarian who is using, and his staff is using, federal agencies as weapons to go after political opponents, to silence political opponents. Communist China's president, Xi, has to be proud of his little disciples in Washington, D.C. They could not have done it any better. No one really listened about the Muslim Brotherhood writing an explanatory memorandum, which was their action plan, okay, in seeking to take over the United States of America and the West. The Ikhwan, the Brotherhood, must understand their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying America from within. You see, no one listens to that. No one digests that. It's actually happening. It is actually an action plan. It is real. To destroy America from within. But it's no longer limited to the Muslim Brotherhood. It's been adopted by the establishment in Washington, D.C., and it's been placed on fast track because we, the people, scared the hell out of the establishment in 2016 by electing Donald J. Trump as president of the United States and not Hillary Rotten Clinton, the heir apparent to Barack Hussein Satoru Obama. And now you have the president of the United States, this installed little man, the wicked man, using the Department of Homeland Security once again to target Christians, to target conservatives, to target Republicans. The Biden regime is doling out taxpayer money through an anti-terrorism grant initiative to a university program that has explicitly lumped the Republican Party as well as Christians and conservative groups into the same category as Nazis, according to documents shared exclusively with Fox News Digital. The Media Research Center, a conservative watchdog group, obtained documents through Freedom of Information Act and request showing a Department of Homeland Security program meant to fight terrorism is funding a group whose work has explicitly targeted the American political right. So let me say that again. A FOIA request showing a Department of Homeland Security program meant to fight terrorism is funding a group whose work has explicitly targeted the American political right. The MRC, Media Research Center, outlined its findings in a report arguing that the group found warrants criminal prosecution. This terrorism task force is engaged in an active effort to demonize and eliminate Christians, conservatives, and Republican organizations using federal taxpayer money, said Brent Brozell, founder and president of Media Research Center. What we have uncovered calls for criminal prosecution. The American people need to know those who are abusing their positions in federal government will be held accountable for their criminal behavior. And that includes Alejandro Mayorkas. And what was said last week when Marjorie Taylor Greene, representative from Georgia, was standing at a podium and she was talking about filing impeachment charges against Alejandro Mayorkas, who is the DHS, Department of Homeland Security Secretary, she was standing there by herself. She was on an island alone. And you look back to the last two times when Nancy Pelosi has that personal vendetta against Donald Trump, she had her henchmen. She had her anti-American, anti-constitutional henchmen surrounding her when she was talking about filing impeachment charges against President Trump. So is the establishment that big and that deep that only Marjorie Taylor Greene is talking about impeachment charges against Alejandro Mayorkas? Not only has the DHS, Department of Homeland Security Secretary, compromised national security with opening America's southern borders to an invasion that has led to over 7 million illegal, unvetted, undocumented, unvaccinated aliens to come into the country. That is pure intentional negligence. He is the perfect hollow man for the job. He shows no remorse. He shows no empathy. He could care less what the American people think. He will lie directly to your face. That is Alejandro Mayorkas. And now this Department of Homeland Security Secretary is using his department once again to go after Christians, to go after conservatives, to go after Republicans. I mean, did we not learn anything? Did we not show any outrage when the Biden regime under the Department of Homeland Security once again, Alejandro Mayorkas. Do you see a pattern here? Do you see a pattern here? Alejandro Mayorkas, they set up a disinformation governance board to try to counter the spread of false information. You see, government does not dictate speech in America. Government does not control speech in America. Government may be able to do that in communist China. Government may be able to do that in communist Russia, or communist Venezuela, or communist Cuba. But we have this thing called the U.S. Constitution. We have this thing called the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And we have the government now under the Department of Homeland Security seeking to go after Christians, religious freedom being attacked by the Department of Homeland Security. Prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. Because you and I are outraged over the abuse of power that is being employed by the Biden-Harris regime. Because you and I are outraged over a federal organization employing a tax because we, the people, are responsible and have good credit, and we speak out against this. This is now deemed to be radical. Well, excuse me, but it says here in the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, we are exercising our freedoms and our liberties that no other country in the world has. But Congress shall not abridge the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble as we're peaceably assembling today. We're not inciting to violence as the Democrat Party loves to do, as they enjoy to do, as they have done, as they continue to do. And we're petitioning the government for a redress of grievances. But under a totalitarian regime like the Biden-Harris regime, like a Marxist regime, you, the people, we, the people, do not have the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances. How dare you? We will tell you what to think. We will tell you what you will pay for a mortgage. We will tell you that we are going to redistribute your wealth. We will tell you how to pray. We will tell you how to think. We will tell you what political party you should be aligned with. The Department of Homeland Security in 2021 starts this disinformation governance board. You remember that Yahoo Jack Jankiewicz, who was the disinformation expert? So the government is going to decide what information is disinformation, such as President Trump, Donald Trump stating that there was no Russian collusion and I was being spied on by the U.S. government. That's disinformation. Oh, well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. It just came out that indeed the U.S. government was spying on Donald Trump, and it was authorized by Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, and Joe Biden regime. Oh, okay. It's disinformation to put out there that Christians believe in God and that making America great is disinformation. This is what the Biden-Harris regime want you and I to believe. America was energy independent and now we're dependent and we're paying for this dependency at the pump, which is driving costs, which is driving inflation. But you can't talk about that. That's disinformation. Well, how is it disinformation when I'm paying $12, $15, $18 more per fill-up, per vehicle? How is it disinformation I'm spending $20 more for a fill-up? I'm spending $30 more for groceries, and I'm getting less groceries because transportation costs have risen dramatically. And the media in this country won't cover that. But what they will cover is when brain-dead Biden comes out and says, oh, the gas prices are down 10 cents a gallon this week. You just placed America's national security in jeopardy by releasing 350 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to artificially lower gas prices in America, thereby jeopardizing America's national security. And now you're restocking the Strategic Petroleum Reserve with 20 million barrels of oil at $80 a barrel. What a financial genius. I mean, you want to talk about fiscal irresponsibility? And these aren't just missteps any longer. It was no accident that the Biden-Harris regime used the Department of Homeland Security to start a disinformation governance board. The term disinformation came to birth under the Biden-Harris regime to silence political oppositions. And now, once again, the Biden-Harris regime is going to use and is using the Department of Homeland Security to silence their political opposition. And under Jihad Watch, if you watch enough Fox News and you watch Prager University videos, and I encourage everybody to listen to and to watch Prager University videos. I mean, Dennis Prager puts out some quality information. And boy, I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter black, brown, white, yellow, red. The people that have joined Prager University have really seen the light, including black Americans. If you follow the works of the Heritage Foundation and Turning Point USA, and fairly soon you'll be shouting Heil Hitler and plotting the next January 6, 2021 right-wing insurrection against our democracy, it's absurd. And of course, even the most paranoid MSNBC-obsessed Keith Olbermann fan couldn't possibly shotgun enough Bud Light to take such claims seriously. But the Department of Homeland Security, they apparently take it very seriously indeed. This is, after all, the regime whose figurehead has declared that Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundation of our republic, thus demonizing the regime's principal opponent and half the population of the United States of America as threats to the very survival of our nation. In light of that, it's no surprise that, as MRC Newsbusters reported Thursday, the Biden regime is weaponizing a government-funded anti-terrorism program in an effort to destroy conservatives, Christians, and Republican Party. At what point will the United States House of Representatives file impeachment charges against both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? What is it going to take? We've watched those that have been accused of insurrection, okay, for January 6, 2021. They've been in prison for 2 years. Their constitutional rights have been abridged. And most of these people are being charged with trespassing, not insurrection, because it was not an insurrection. It was a well-orchestrated program by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat Marxist movement. And now this regime, and Biden declared it, Biden declared Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represented extremism that threatens the very foundation of our republic. And you see it daily on Twitter. You see it daily on Twitter from anti-Americans like Hakeem Jeffries. Every time he sends out a tweet, he uses the term extreme MAGA Republicans. That's how this anti-American minority leader, okay, views Americans who are patriots, views Americans who support the United States Constitution, the Democrat Party today. And there's nothing democratic about the Democrat Party. They are anti-American. They are anti-constitutional. They are stealing and confiscating our liberties and freedoms on a daily basis. And it's time to call them on the carpet. And it's time for the United States House of Representatives to act and to file impeachment charges against Joe Biden, against Kamala Harris, against Alejandro Mayorkas for abusing their power, for failing the American people. And they're going after their political opponents. Somehow, it's okay when the destructive Democrat Party does this, But yet, when Republicans are accused of it, all hell breaks loose. And falsely accused of it, by the way. This Biden-Harris regime is out of control. They are demonic. They are destructive. They are certainly anti-constitutional. And I'll tell you what, I am proud to stand with Americans who identify in making America great. There is nothing extreme about loving your country. There is nothing extreme about putting forth your patriotism, expressing your patriotism, and defending a country that is certainly the greatest country in the world. So I stand with fellow patriots. And we will continue to fight. And we will continue to call out this radical anti-American agenda. This cancer that has infected the United States of America. Please remember those who served in the United States military this Memorial Day weekend. Be safe. Annie, Southern Sense Talk Radio comes up next on Blog Talk Radio from 1 to 4 p.m. with her great co-host, author Curtis Bennett. You know, check out Annie's show. She has some great guests. Check out other shows on Global Patriot Radio, including Usama Dakduk and the beautiful Christy tomorrow, revealing the truth about Islam. Sunday, you get Eric from Fafiristan with the Crossing the Crescent discussion. Al and I are back Monday evening at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Hank Jones and Poly Sports on Wednesday, and I'll be back next Friday. Now, Hank might do a show Thursday. So I want to thank Ducky from Northwest. I want to thank iGuy. Nice to see you. Holger, thank you for joining us. Joshua, nice to see you. And, of course, the beautiful Sue. Thank you. You all have a great weekend. Enjoy your holiday. Be safe out there. If you're traveling, be safe in your travels. God bless you all. Thank you for joining me today. And God bless the United States of America. Salute you, patriots, is right, iGuy. God bless. Ciao, folks.
A shy way. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no, no, not me.
I did it.
What is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the thing he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows.
Have a great weekend, folks. Ciao for now.